Okay, just rounding up this day and cosmos here. I mean, ambitious as I am, as far as the content of this book effect it could have. I just dumping some thoughts here to help me clear the visions that are gradually appearing here. From out of the fog of my mind. And I've been thinking now and then, and others too, that we may need a new, somebody said it, a new indigenous religion, and some would say a new spirituality. And of course, that's what the old New Age developed into, a kind of generic secular spirituality. And I noticed already back in the 90s here in Sweden that this had become a great, big grassroots movement, really, and I believe it's even more so now. So I guess it's to such people that I write this book. But I would even take it one step further and say we need a new cosmology, a new worldview. Spirituality can be a bit nebulous, the way the word is used nowadays. Some general feel-good thing, or etheric stuff. Ethereal. But worldview, I mean, we all know what that means. A solid platform for our understanding of what this world is that we are in, and what we are doing here, and where we are coming from, and where we are going. And this was all included, is all included in these traditional, ancient, and still today present, original cosmologies, which is, I would even stretch it to say that it's a worldview that humans had in one form or other. For the materialist worldview monopolized worldviews, or I would say took power because religions had, as is common it seems, become less about knowledge than faith and social belonging and all of that, and some simple doctrine that you just declare your allegiance to. So there was a vacuum. But what we may be seeing today, and what this book is trying to render some humble service to, is the emergence or the re-emergence of a worldview, or rather an update of our science, which has become as dogmatic materially, I want to say, in materialism as the religions became. So you got to be smart today, and it seems like the younger generations are getting it. Whereas the Castrop there titled one of his books, Materialism is Baloney. And these are discussions going on among academics and intellectuals. So what I can see as this book is taking shape, bit by bit, is such a worldview. Where all that which is missing from materialist science is reintroduced, and the missing links and isolating walls between different sciences. Gaps can be bridged over into a truly holistic science based on life, not on matter and death. And with the respect for nature and each other that the highest, most honorable cultures on this planet have developed. So the joke is really on us. It is my conviction as of writing this in April 2023 that we can do it, we can fix it. If we act now, if we wake up now, if we just mobilize the willpower to look at our lives and replace bad habits with good habits. Questioning our daily dealings and adjusting our activities just a bit how we are towards each other, towards nature, towards animals and the plants and the insects and Mother Nature. And towards God. To come down, step down from that high seat of superiority. And the audacity to challenge both Mother Nature and God. That is not the way to knowledge, to wisdom. It's pride. Or outright cheating. So yeah. I just pray and hope that this endeavor that will hopefully become a book, that will hopefully be read by someone, may be read by many who may find at least some pieces to the puzzle, and maybe, as me, start to see the big picture. Which is a very nice picture. That we can truly call reality. Reality as it makes sense to us and as we can live it. And be happy and successful in our lives. And help each other to be so. Wouldn't that be nice?